Avodah Zorah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zorah Bavli, Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chesam and Aleph, 7 lines down, with the words Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Abo, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi, Bachanina, Goydelef Yisrael, Lo Tegadelef Anochris, Misham, Lo Titen, Aleihem Tchein. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yosi Bachanina, said, a Jewish hairdresser may not do the hair of a Gentile woman because of the prohibition of Lo Techanim, don't give them grace. A Jew should not become an assistant for a Gentile to marry, because the Pasuk in Dvarim, in Perek Zion, Pasuk Gimel, don't marry them, and this can't refer to actually marrying them, because the Pasuk already said that one may not give his daughter to marry one of them, nor allow his son to take a wife from amongst them. Therefore it must mean that one may not cause them to marry each other. Rav Yitzhak Bar Gufta Bai Kami Rabbi Mana, Leilech Lebeitha Mishta, Shaloi Osa, Leasa Loi Shushvin, Loi Kol Shekein. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Gufta said to Rabbi Mana, well, if the Chachamim prohibited going to an idolater's home when he makes a wedding for his son, certainly one may not become an assistant for a Gentile to marry, so why did Yosi B'Chanina need to teach this? Amalei Rabbi Mana answered him, Litain Aleim B'Loi Sase, in order to apply a negative Torah permission against it. Rabbi Simon, Hayu Loi Noite Kramim Baha Melech, Shalom Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, Yavu Val Taskirim Lenochri. Rabbi Simon had vineyard plantations in Har Melech. He asked Rabbi Yochanan if it was permitted to rent them out to an idolater, and Rabbi Yochanan answered him that even if they will be left fallow as a result, you still may not rent them to an idolater. Shalom Rabbi Shubin Levi, Mao Laskirim Lenochri, Vishalei, Rabbi Shubin Levi, Mokum Shen Yisom Matsuyim, Kador Basuya. He then asked Rabbi Shubin Levi if it's permitted, and he replied that it was. Since in that place there aren't many Jews, so its law is like Surya, where it's permitted to rent out fields to a Gentile, according to Rabbi Yosi. Hadar Surya, the question is, as for Surya itself, does the halacha follow Rabbi Yosi that one may rent out fields to Gentiles, or does it follow Rabbi Meir, who prohibits it? Nishmanin Mehador, Rabbi Chagai Nachas Lechametz, Otun V'Shalun Le, Eilen Dava Ashtor Begain Delef Yisrael, Shechichin V'Anam Moigrin Lamamin, Mao La'ase Al Yedehem. Rabbi Chagai left Eretz Yisrael and went to a town called Chemetz in Surya. The family of Bar Ashtor came and asked him, since there aren't Jews here to rent out our fields and we rent them to Gentiles, are we required to separate maizes from the foods that grow over there? Shalach Shalu Rabbi Zeira, Shalu Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Ami. Amalei Rabbi Mao Laaseh. Rabbi Chagai sent a message to ask Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Ami if maizes must be taken. Amalei Einu Sorech Laaseh Al Yedehem, and Rabbi Ami answered that it's not necessary. Mana es. So this answers that there is no need to separate maizes, shows that it is permitted to rent out a field in Surya to a Gentile as per the ruling of Rabbi Yosi. Vayid min hador, Dama Rabbi Chanina b'reid Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Abo, Abba Havalei Uvda v'shalach Shal Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Ami, v'oen lei la'asche k'Rabbi Yosi, ha'la'aseh ein ma'asim al yadeh. Another proof is that Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Abo, in the name of Rabbi Abo, said that a case came before my father of a Jew who rented out his field in Syria to a Gentile, and he sent the question to Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasa, and Rabbi Ami, and they instructed that it's permitted to do so, like Rabbi Yosi said, and he does not need to separate ma'asus. And now I come to the last mishnah in the perek. Af b'mokim she'amru la'aschir loy le'beis dira amru m'pnei she'machnis l'seicha avodah zor she'ne'ma v'loy sovi toyeiva avodah v'yisechem kamoyu v'gaymeh. The Mishnah says, even when they were permitting renting out a house to a Gentile, they were referring to renting out for storage purposes rather than residential purposes, because the renter might bring his idol there. Because the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavvav, and do not bring an abomination into your house, lest you be destroyed like it. And anyway, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, one may not rent out a bathhouse to an idolater, because the bathhouse is known as the Jews. And if a Gentile comes and uses it on Shabbos, it will create Chilul Hashem, which is desecrating Hashem's name, because people will think that the Jews' bathhouse is being used on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Haba mokem shenagalim kor, moicheloi, afil lebeis dira, umaskeloi afil lebeis dira. If the custom is to sell them, one may even sell them a dwelling, or to rent a dwelling. Rav Acha, Rav Tanachum, Baruchia, Roshem Rav Laza, Rav Yosi, Vafilu Teva Katana, Kegoin Busaki, Shevetzidan, Loisof Dava Kula, Elafilu Bayef Echad. Rav Acha, Rav Tanachum, Baruchia, quoting Rav Laza, Rav Yosi said, even a small room such as a Busaki, which is a house with many small rooms in Sidan, that may be sold or rented. And it's not only permitted when the Gentile rents or buys the entire house, but even if he rents or buys one room, it's permitted. Now, this is concerning the law that produce that was brought to the house becomes obligated in Maisus. Rav Yehuda says that if there were two courtyards, one inside the other, the inner one causes produce to be obligated because it's considered protected, but the outer one does not because it's used as an access route by the people of the inner one. The question is, if it was one courtyard made into two, or two made into one, does this affect the status of the outer one? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Rav Avin, quoting Rav Avon of Babel, said, now, from the Mishnah's ruling that one may not rent out the bathhouse to an idolater because it will be known as a Jew's bathhouse that's running on Shabbos, this teaches us concerning a field that's next to a public road, that it's prohibited to rent out the field to idolaters as it will be known as a Jew's field, and the idolaters will plough there on Shabbos and Yontif, which would look like the Jew hired them to work for him on those days. Hadnalach Pek Lifnei Edeyim.